of Africa in Absa offered lowest interest rate on loans to households, according to a new report from the Bank of Ghana. Plus, Institute of Energy Security joins calls to merge Public Utilities Regulatory Commission and the Energy Commission of Ghana. We will tell you why. These are more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. With barely 53 days to the 2024 general elections, the Association of Ghana Industries is appealing to the various political parties to consider printing their party paraphernalia locally rather than resorting to importing them. According to the AGI, it has the capacity to meet demand. Speaking to Joy Business, Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the AGI, Chioma Mapelu, said there must be the conscious effort to support the local printing industry while retaining forex in the country.
AGI has the capacity to produce most of the things that we consume here. But as to why we continue to import those things, that's really where the challenge is. So if there's a way that all of these politicians, parliamentary candidates, presidential candidates, who are all going to China to go and print t-shirts, you know, posters and all of that, if all of them decide to do that, even in Newtown, you have no clue the significant level of forex that will be retained in the country. I mean, our printing sector is very vibrant, but very often, out of perception of convenience, you see a lot of all of this political spending going to China and other parts, or Turkey, other parts of the world.
Chioma Mapelu is the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries, speaking to Joy Business there. Now, the Bank of Africa in Absa offered the lowest interest rates for households seeking credit from commercial banks ending September this year. That's according to the latest annualized percentage rates put together by the Bank of Ghana. George Yafe has more.
Individuals and households that were looking for loans and hoping to pay back in a year, Bank of Africa was the best place to turn. The bank offered an average rate of 24.18%. This was after it has added all the charges like commitment, processing, insurance and facility fee. The Bank of Africa had advertised 29.31%. However, Bank of Ghana data showed that it actually went as low as 16%. The rate also covered loans that will be paid back in 3 years. However, for long-term facilities that should be paid back in 5 years, Absa was the best place to go, as it offered an average interest rate of 24.81%. This did factor charges like commitment, processing, insurance and facility fee. At the published interest rate of 29.31%, Absa Bank was also charging 29.72%.
George Yafe with that report. Now, the Institute of Energy Security, IES, has expressed its support for the growing calls to merge the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, and the Energy Commission of Ghana. This proposal, which has gained momentum among industry experts and policymakers, is viewed as a strategic move to streamline regulatory functions and eliminate overlaps in the oversight of the energy sector.
According to the IES, combining the two regulatory bodies will not only result in significant cost savings, but also enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of energy regulation in the country. The Institute believes that a unified body will better manage the complexities of Ghana's energy challenges, leading to improved outcomes for both consumers and industry stakeholders. The IES emphasized that merging the PURC and Energy Commission would strengthen policy formulation and implementation within the sector. It highlighted that the energy landscape in Ghana requires a more cohesive regulatory framework to address current challenges, including energy supply and pricing issues.
A business desk report. Now, former Finance Minister Seth Tekpe has raised concerns over the rising interest on Ghana's debt following the recent Eurobond debt restructuring. According to him, the sinking fund was earmarked to cap the burden while providing leverage for the economy to expand through debt resettlement. He spoke to the media during a virtual press conference.
By 2014, when we set up the sinking fund, we had the sinking fund bond 3 year and 5 year that were issued to pay off before we decided to spread it. And so if you take it from 2014 to 2017, you have 3 years, and there was no way we could have coughed up 750 million. We didn't wait for maturity. So by the time we're leaving office, the sinking fund had generated enough resources to take off $336 million. $200 million was actually used by the current government to take off the bond on maturity. And then we refinanced the remaining 200 with a World Bank 2015 bond. So there was a whole package of restructuring that took place.
Seth Tukwe is the former finance minister. Away from that, economist Professor Eric Oseyesigbe is making a strong case for government to reintroduce some tax reliefs for innovative businesses. Professor Oseyesigbe called for additional grants for SMEs as a way to keep them afloat amidst the economic downturn. He was speaking at an event here in Accra.
But government can also promote innovation by even introducing innovation grants. Because you need to be able to incentivize innovation, you know, by providing some sort of tax breaks for businesses that innovate. And so in elsewhere, in a study that I read in Indonesia, the government has this innovation tax incentive, right? That every year they measure the productivity growth of firms. That firms that increase or enhance their productivity get some amount of tax breaks.
Professor Eric Oseyesigbe is an economist. With a quest to improve financial inclusion, the National Insurance Commission is hopeful it can leverage technology to enroll underserved communities into the insurance space. Speaking at the 2024 Insurance Tech and Innovation Forum, the Acting Commissioner of Insurance, Michael Kofi Andor, rehashed the Commission's intent to increase insurance coverage to 60% in the short to medium term.
Our current assessment shows that the percentage of the population that is covered by insurance is about 40%. These are not the number of people who have policies, it's the number of people who are covered by insurance. We would like to take this to about 60% in the next about 5 years.
And we believe technology will be able to
major tool in doing that.
A reminder, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report. More mobility investors are seeking for easier ways to move to advanced countries to diversify their investment portfolio. The move affords investors an opportunity to seek easy visas, citizenship and international financial services through without challenges. Speaking to Joy Business at the Investment Migration West Africa Roadshow 2024, the consultant for Henley and Partners in Ghana, Grace Arthur, said more investors are using the program to expand their businesses.
If you take, you look at the world, things are changing. The world's wealth is moving, and those who hold the wealth is moving along. And they seek global mobility. They want to be able to travel without seeking visas. If you take the Ghana passport, it's quite limiting, but it is not our fault. So if the businessman can afford and they have a need for and they have the lifestyle and they want to build that legacy that gives all the benefits to their family members, why not? And that's why we are here. So we help them to expand their businesses into areas like North America, into areas like Europe, into areas like the Caribbean.
Consultant for Henley and Partners in Ghana, Grace Arthur, speaking there. Now, for Pension Tip on Money Lab, we'll tell you why the pensions industry had to partake in the domestic debt exchange program.
Welcome to Money Lab. I am Esther Frimpumamafu, the head of finance for Enterprise Trustees. Today, we'll be discussing the impact of the Domestic Debt Exchange Program, popularly known as DDEP, on our pension funds. Although pension funds were initially spared from the DDEP declared in 2022, a notable development unfolded on July 31, 2023. The government of Ghana disclosed its invitation to pension funds with holdings in domestic notes and bonds, Tesla PLC and Dachi PLC. The proposal involved exchanging roughly 31 billion Ghana cedis in principal amount of eligible bonds for a set of new bonds. Bonds that didn't participate in the DDEP might not experience active trading in the bonds market. Till we come your way again, remember to plan well and retire well.
And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Do have a good business day.